Rappaport Daily Edition, where we provide a quick biblical interpretations and applications. This is a ministry of striving for eternity.
What is YHWH? We sometimes see that. Sometimes we see people refer to this as Yahweh, sometimes as Jehovah. What is this? It's known as the Tetragrammaton. And from the Greek, tetra meaning four, and grammaton meaning letter, so four letters. Now, they could be YHWH, or since there is no Y in the Hebrew, it would actually be JHVH is how it would actually be. And so there you end up seeing why people say Jehovah. Some people pronounce this as Yahweh because they're looking at just the consonants. Now remember, in Hebrew, there is no vowels in the writing. So you have to have the vowels spoken to know which vowels are there. Well, this term is something we see in Exodus chapter 3, when you end up seeing in verse 14, Moses comes to God and says, "Who are you?" And he says, "I am." And that is in verse 14. I am that I am. That's that four-letter word. Well, they don't want to break the second commandment and use his name in vain, so they never pronounce it. They always substitute the word Adonai. So where do we get Jehovah from? Jehovah comes from those consonants, J-H-V-H, and the vowels from Elohim, making the word Jehovah. So this is a name that was so sacred in Judaism, they won't even pronounce it.
This podcast is part of the Striving for Eternity ministry. For more content, or to request a speaker or seminar to your church, go to strivingforeternity.org.